Who am I? What am I here for? Questions that many of us will ask during our lives, and perhaps especially at the moment as jobs are curtailed or forced into close proximity with other parts of our lives, home working and toddlers, for example. For some of us, the thing that we do has stopped altogether. As such, a large part of our identity is bound up in what we do. Changing what we do can lead to soul searching. If I cannot contribute materially, then what am I for? There is an overlap between this contribution and our spiritual and emotional well-being in addition to our material welfare. Over centuries, the church has grappled with Christian identity and how who we are and what we do fit together. Who Jesus is and what he did are inextricably bound together. His identity was first and foremost as the beloved Son. Because of who he is then able to do extraordinary things, forgiving sins and healing people. Today, counterintuitively, doing nothing, not going to see people, can be the most loving thing many of us do. Strangely and perhaps uniquely, passivity is a sign of love. Of course, there will be ways that some of us can help in addition, donating to food banks, helping our neighbours with shopping, listening to friends' worries. Perhaps we could do something else, though. Perhaps we could share these things with God. We could be still and pray. Because our identity, like that of Christ, is bound up in the Father, who loves us and equips us for service. It is that identity, above all else, which can ground us, calm us, bring us peace, and make us ready to serve others in whatever way we can, even if for now that way is doing nothing.